lines are open, 844-967-2789, and they're open now for phone calls as well as texts. We're going to the lines. We're going to the lines. I see the name of CJ of Madison. CJ of Madison, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I want you to actually try to concentrate on Joe Biden and his administration. Everybody wants to, and your callers want to focus on the previous president. Well, this is our president's weakness right now. We're living in a democratic world. Joe Biden has showed nothing but weakness, and that's the reason Putin moved. President Trump got countries to pay their 2% of GDP into NATO, and thank you for that, because it's true. As we, you know, when you cry out to the West for them to give Ukraine the weapons they want, you're crying out to the Biden administration. This is his war. This is his response to Afghanistan, and this is his response to Russia. So your guy, your candidate, was the one, the only one that could go toe-to-toe with Putin. And look at what Putin has done to him. He's a failure, not only overseas, but he, look at inflation, look at the cost of energy, look at the border. You want to deflect, Matt? That's all you do.
Okay, CJ, let me break in here a second as you keep before you start repeating yourself. CJ, stop criticizing our president in a war, okay? That's a direct order. Stop it. Shut up. The fact of the matter is Putin is a sadistic, genocidal maniac. Stand with America. Stop attacking Biden. Trump is supporting Putin. Trump is afraid of Putin. Trump is servile to Putin. Trump is servile to Putin because he has been funded by him. He's one of Putin's oligarchs, one of those fat, murderous oligarchs. That's all Trump is. Stop talking about Biden being bad, and let's hear you start talking about Putin being a genocidal sadist. Let's start hearing that real quick. Real quick, because this particular show is for America. And it's not for people in the Republican Party who are sympathetic to Russia. Russia is an enemy. It's a sadistic, genocidal culture. Are there a few good people there? Sure there are. Sure there are. We have got to get them the planes, the 70 planes. I have told on this show, Biden and the Democrats to do that, and the West. Trump is on the sidelines praising Putin. The one fault I would give to the West and to the Biden administration is simply take your eye back off of Trump, who is a Putin lover, a Putin supporter. Biden clearly is concerned that Trump could get back in and turn over Eastern Europe to Putin. Trump would betray Poland in a heartbeat. He would betray Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia in a heartbeat. And he would praise Putin. And he would praise Putin, the genocidal sadist Putin, for somehow getting all that real estate for $2 in sanctions. We're not putting up with that, CJ, okay? We're not putting up with that. We're not putting up with sadism. We're not putting up with genocide. And if we don't sit there and let's criticize our wartime president while genocide is going on. There are certain things where we all take up arms. In the Second World War, there were plenty of differences of opinion. There were people leading up to the Second World War in the Nazi Bund in Milwaukee who drilled. They actually drilled in German uniforms. But when World War II started, we were all together. We joined the Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. We were the machine shop of the USA, it was called here in Milwaukee. We made tanks and planes, everything we needed. We are not going to tolerate our wartime president being attacked by the Republican Party, who are somehow whitewashing a genocidal sadist. That we are not going to do. That we are not going to do. There was an interview over the weekend on CNN. It was quite good, with a guy named Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He was the richest oligarch in Russia 20 years ago, had a lot of money, and he criticized Putin, and he said he'd run for president. He was arrested. Putin took away all his money and stole it for himself and put Khodorkovsky in jail for 10 years. He got released, and then he got into the West, and now he gave an interview. And it was one of the best interviews I've seen on this. He said, the oligarchs have no control over Putin. They're afraid that he will kill them. They are his agents. He only understands force. Macron of France is making a very big mistake, saying he doesn't want to fight Putin. Putin only understands force. He only understands force. And everybody in the West, and partially in this country because of the treachery of the Republican Party, the treason in the January 6th insurrection, and the constant praising of Putin, and the attack on Biden all the time, but never Putin, never Putin. Nobody ever calls in to attack Putin from the Republican Party, only Biden. We have not given Zelensky the planes, the missiles, the shorter ship missiles, the air defense systems to do the job. Everybody says, oh, nuclear blackmail. Baloney. Baloney. This will be Ukrainians doing it. We've already supplied them with Stingers and Javelins and everything else. Why half supply them just to perpetuate this so that Putin doesn't, quote, lose, end quote? Putin understands force. He understands he'll be murdered by another sociopath who thinks that he lost, so he will then cut his losses. But if we don't do something, you can't let him torture people 10 miles from the Poland and Romania border. Say, okay, you can do that, but you can't do it in Poland or Romania. You can't do that. Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who spent 10 years in a Russian jail, spoke the truth. It was a good interview. Look it up on YouTube. We've got to get the planes. How many times have I had to say this in this broadcast? Get them the planes and the missiles. Get them to them right away. And tell them to shut up. Call every congressman and tell them to shut up if they argue with you. Get them the planes. It is time to put a stop to genocide, and it's time for the Republican Party to stop praising the man who is committing the genocide. We're going to the break. The lines are now open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.